This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So as we led up into this, Andreas Giménez was traded to the Toronto Blue Jays,
Patrick,
and signed a 15-year contract worth $765 million.
Him too.
For a second baseman.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Toronto wanted a guy. They got a guy.
Who knew? It flew under the radar.
Three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
765.
I must have missed that. That's like there was maybe some other big news that might have happened that overshadowed that signing.
That's where we start. The New York Mets, the Juan Soto sweepstakes have ended. And before we really get into this, I kind of, you know, there's a lot to kind of unpackage from this whole situation. I kind of want to start with this. I am so happy that we sit here on December 10th and Juan Soto has signed.
Yes, me too.
That is so big because the domino effect of Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, you know, we saw Max Fried sign today. We'll get to that later. You know, but Corbin Burns and Walker Buehler, like the market is kind of, we wait for it every single year. It's like, well, nobody's going to sign till Shohei signs because I got to know what he's worth. And then I'll try to convince someone that I am a percentage of blah, 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 all that garbage. But it's done. Soto's a Met. And I, for one, for the sake of this show and just as a baseball fan, I'm very happy this deal got signed. But I'm a little surprised it got signed as fast as it did.
Yeah, that did catch me off guard. I mean, I didn't think I thought we were going to be getting into that at least the new year and possibly even like early February. Like, I didn't think we were going to get into, you know, what we did last year with some of the guys signing in
Montgomery,
and
Snell, things like that.
Yeah, but I didn't think we were going to be getting it at this point, this early. And, but thank God, because we're what, like a month removed from the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
We just had awards. So, I mean, we're keeping the baseball train going. Choo-choo.
And I think this is a great thing because, look, we're in the heart of the NFL. College football playoff bracket is out. You know, there. If you're a sports fan that kind of watches everything and dabbles into everything, this is the time of year where baseball has always failed in terms of the 24-hour news cycle. This is where baseball has always missed a chance. You know, they say, you know, remember when A-Rod signed with the Reds or was getting traded to the Red Sox, but that deal fell through and he got traded to the Yankees, but it was during the World Series. And Major League Baseball was so mad about that. They were so mad. You're taking away from the World Series. Well, it's like, earth to you, the 03 World Series was kind of not fun.
Was that the Astros White Sox? Or
that's 04. That's 05. 03 is the Yankees losing to the Marlins.
Was that 03?
Maybe it's the 02?
I think that was 02.
Because A-Rod played in that World Series in 03.
God.
Either way, baseball was so mad.
Who was winning? What is occurring?
Baseball was so mad when that trade went down because they were like, you're taking away from the fall classic. And people want to talk about this trade instead of the game that's going on in hand.
Are you talking about the opt-out?
No, I'm talking when A-Rod got traded from the Rangers to the Yankees.
Okay, because I remember he literally opted out in the middle of a World Series as well.
Yes, he's done that as well.
It's like he is always the story stealer.
And baseball is always kind of like, you can't do this. You got to stop. That's why we don't tell you the awards until the postseason's over. And that's just a bunch of garbage. But as baseball gets quote-unquote dormant for now, and the NFL takes full force, and college football's winding up, and the NBA's starting up, the NHL's starting up. EPL is hot right now. I'm just saying. If you're not watching EPL,
oh,
Champions League, it's really good right now. This is an opportunity for baseball to kind of shoehorn themselves into this. I heard the boys talk about it this morning. I've heard Dan Patrick talk about it. I've heard Colin Cowherd talk about it. I've heard Isaac and Suk talking about it. This is a good thing for baseball. We'll get into the contract details and if this is a good deal. But what I'm saying is, and that's what I'm kind of leading with, is that Soto signing now is getting eyes on baseball instead of forgetting that baseball's around until March comes.
Well, what's funny is you saying, like, oh, all these shows we're talking about. I remember you bringing that up last week, and it was because of Rob Manfred's dumb idea of the golden batter. And it was like, right, all these shows are talking about it, but for the wrong reason, because it's a stupid idea.
You're an idiot.
And now this with Juan Soto, it's like all these shows are talking about it because it's amazing, and it's the biggest contract in sports history, and it's, what's the word? It's polarizing. It grabs your attention. I mean, you then start thinking, and like, all right, what do the Mets look like? What do the Yankees look like? What does the rest of the free agency look like? Why did he get so much more money than Shohei? Like,
hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is he going to look like at 41? There's so many things that come out of this rather than a stupid story that Rob Manfred wants to change another rule.
But what I would say about that stupid story is, you know what everybody talked about today, locally and nationally, our people here and the people out in the ethers, they all talked about blocked punts today. Like, you really want to break down some blocked punts?
Hey, it was a pivotal
NFL
moment in the game.
I know it was
right?
A pivotal moment, and there's NFL junkies.
Between two teams under 500.
I'm not saying that that's not a topic we're talking about. That's not what I mean. But that is so niche and so minute and so not important, and everyone talked about it. And baseball could use a little bit of that. Even if it is this stupid rule that Manfred floated out, who has since said that's not coming to baseball, but it got people talking about baseball. And Soto
is doing
the same thing a week cycle later.
Well, it's going to have to be those stupid stories or dumb ideas about rules that are never going to take place.
The NFL does it for months a year.
No, I hear you, but what I'm saying is we are so lucky in the world right now of baseball that this year you've got a $700-plus million free agent signing. Last year, you had the best baseball player possibly ever signing a free agent contract. We're not going to have $700 million. We're not going to have $700 million guys, you know, signing every season. This is obviously like not the rule. It's the exception to the rule. And baseball, I mean, I'm kind of sick. I listen to Hot Stove coverage on Sirius XM. You know, I'm all about...
Oh, me too, man. I'm with you. I'm a junkie, dude. This is my life.
Like, Jerry DePoto, Mariners GM, or president, excuse me, was on, you know, doing an interview at 1 p.m. yesterday. I'm like, okay, gotta listen.
Yep, this is click.
Appointment radio for me. And then there were two other teams' GMs that I had to stick around and listen to because I need to know the intricacies, but not everybody else is going to do that. And I'm not sure what else is going to draw people besides flashy numbers.
And that's what makes baseball a little niche in what you're saying of like, I want to hear DePoto talk about my team.
Yeah.
Or I want to hear, you know, Cashman talk about the Yankees because that's my team, or I hate them, or they're the big player, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, again, getting back to what I'm saying, Soto signing now is a great thing for baseball. I wish Max could have waited a week and we could have kept this kind of train going, but that's how you kind of start. You know, baseball in 2024, baseball 23 and 24 has had a significant boost in the mainstream. And these are the kind of little things we need to push this game to keep up with the haves. Because we're a little half not, if we're being honest. Like, let's look in the mirror and say, as much as we love baseball, not everybody does. This is our chance to be more of the have and less of the have not.
Well, yeah, you're right that it's a good thing for baseball, but I feel like once time wears off and this, you know, season starts back up, it still very much is like, is this really going to draw in the casual fan? Like, oh boy, this guy signed for that big $765 million contract. I got to see what this is all about.
Maybe not, but remember, like, when it's June, you know, when it's July, there's no draft, there's no off-season camps. Like, you've seen what ESPN puts out when they want to talk about NFL. It is grasping at straws. Now, yes, people still consume it because they're idiots and addicts, but it's not good coverage. And maybe this will show that when baseball goes dormant for a little bit in January and most of February, that that's okay. That maybe it disappears for a minute, and once it comes back, it's like, ooh, baseball, let's go.
Yeah.
Right, Soto, Freed, Shohei, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and that's where I kind of like look at last offseason versus this season. It's like, the way that it was dragged out with Shohei was one of those, like, at the time, kind of annoying.
It's like a decision.
But also,
it's a LeBron decision situation.
But also, like, you dragged it out over a few months, and you made it a talking point for a while, like, trying to have people guess where he was going to go. And now you might have this lull with baseball in the off season, unless, you know, there is a trickle over the holidays in January, and then we get into February. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird how these two off seasons, like, crazy things have happened with Shohei, the biggest player in the world, signing, and then you have the biggest contract in the world being signed in back-to-back off seasons. I think that is, you know, very intriguing for non-baseball fans. But I worry that, yeah, it's going to, the shine is going to come off, I guess. And once we get into mid-January, February, and nothing's happening, maybe we get a signee here, signee there. That's the thing with football, man, is like, you want to talk about grasping straws, even NBA in a sense, like, their off season, crazy random stuff happens.
Yeah. How do we get Giannis to New York?
That they can keep the story engaged. And while this is going to help for a bit, it's also like, how do you keep it going and build excitement so that way people are ready and just frothing and foaming and waiting for late March, April to get here?